Okay, now let's just talk about non-squamous cancers without genomic alterations. How do you approach those? And ever since the combination data has come out, we always talk about a patient who's not that symptomatic, a patient who's very symptomatic, and same situations in an older patient.
Well, PD-L1 assay would be part of my first diagnostic procedure. It's very easy. It's immunohistochemistry. You get it in 2 days. And if there is a high PD-L1 expression, I clearly would favor a monotherapy with pembrolizumab. It's better tolerable. We have seen durable responses over years following that treatment.
So by high, though, you mean 50%?
Over 50%, more than 50%.
Okay. So before you come off that, again, putting aside regulatory issues, what about 40%, 35% in an older patient?
Well, older patient, no objection to use pembrolizumab in a group of high-expressing tumors. Lower percentage of PD-L1 expression, 30%, 40%. In reality, either you have a high expression or you have something like a very low expression. So you do see that kind of patients very rarely. But I would go for a combination with platinum and pembrolizumab and pemetrexed. And I have to say that the combination of KEYNOTE-189 is very attractive for this group of patients. It's very easy, carboplatin pemetrexed as a backbone chemotherapy. And we have seen a very interesting or a very impressive signal of efficacy.
Again, putting aside regulatory considerations, what about the patient with a PD-L1 of zero?
Again, this would be one candidate for combination chemotherapy and immunotherapy. Well, we have now two opportunities. So we have the KEYNOTE schedule, which is platinum pemetrexed and pembrolizumab, and we have the EMPOWER schedule, and we will get more schedules by end of the year. So I think the specific advantage or the specific result coming out from EMPOWER 150 has been the high response rate. We had a response rate of 60% and has been the specific activity on the group of patients with liver metastasis. And I think this is a surrogate marker for patients with a high tumor burden, fast progressing tumors. We know that bevacizumab can improve response, can improve progression-free survival. So if I have a patient with a high tumor burden, fast progressing tumor, this would be the patients where I would try to combine chemotherapy, bevacizumab, and atezolizumab.
So I'm just going to, one more thing, which is, again, going back to the PD-L1 zero patient, and you said that you wouldn't really look at tumor mutation burden, but suppose somebody had done the tumor mutation burden, it was high.
Yes, so I think this is a very important question. If we have a patient with PD-L1 zero, I think there is a role for the assessment of tumor mutational burden because we know if tumor mutational burden is low and PD-L1 is zero, the combination of chemotherapy and immunotherapy does not add a lot to chemotherapy alone. So therefore, tumor mutational burden seems to be quite a good descriptional marker. And if there is a high tumor mutational burden in a tumor which is clearly PD-L1 negative, the immunotherapy combination would be my favorite. So I would offer him nivolumab and ipilimumab if there are no contraindications.